Hassan Kabir from Number One Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.
It is time to tackle something that could at first be deemed quite complicated, and it's an area that I don't know too much about actually, so it's going to be really interesting to find out. We're talking about prenuptial agreements, and from Number One Solicitors I have Ehsan Kabir here. Hello Ehsan.
Evening Beth.
So I've been having a look at what people have put in their prenuptial agreements in the past. There are some fairly common ones to do with money and with assets. There are some less common ones, such as the amount of time that you're allowed to spend with your other half's parents, your in-laws. There's also some saying how much sports somebody is allowed to watch on television. Now, these are obviously at one end of the spectrum, but there must be more common prenuptial agreements. We'll start very simple. What on earth is a prenuptial agreement, Ehsan?
A prenuptial agreement is intended to be a contract between two people where they are about to enter into a marriage or a civil partnership. It's intended that this contract will regulate their affairs, quite often in the event of their relationship ending. And those affairs are usually financial, but in some circumstances are not.
I guess it's almost an unromantic thing, really, isn't it? Because if you're getting married to somebody or you're in a civil partnership with them, you're doing it really because you would think you're going to be together forever. So it seems like a strange thing to go into. Should we ever divorce, love? Here's what's going to happen. And why would people do it? And what are some of the things that they don't realise are benefits of having a prenuptial agreement?
I think you're right there, Beth. And I guess the hopeful reality is that a prenuptial agreement is not needed, because when couples marry, naturally they believe that they'll be married for the rest of their lives. Today, however, this is sadly not the case, where marriage breakdowns and divorces are a commonplace. You may therefore wish to agree certainty on a number of things in the event of a separation. A couple of reasons people may want to look at prenup would be if they want to ensure that they retain control over a business. They may want to have financial arrangements in place. If they were to separate, for example, these could be ring fencing or specific assets from being shared, such as business, personal assets, properties or investments. You may often find an individual may want to protect themselves from previous debts that could be brought on by a partner. One of the other advantages of a prenup is that you or your parents may want to protect your inheritance. I often ask the question, would you like to share half of your wealth that your children stand to inherit with their former partner in the event of a separation? Quite often, but not, the answer is no. So I guess in that context, it's not unusual for parents to want to protect their wealth and legacy, which their children stand to inherit, and a prenup is quite a good idea in being able to provide that safeguard.
So just so that I've got that right then, because that's an angle I've never heard before. Let's create two people, Sarah and Tony, right? They get married. Sarah's parents have a massive business. Like, they are multimillionaires. They've done very, very well. Sarah and Tony get married. They don't have a prenup. Later on, they then get divorced, and it just so happens around a similar time, Sarah's parents decide to get rid of their business, or they're passing down some inheritance, or maybe, unfortunately, they die. Does that money, because Tony and Sarah were once married, will half of that money will go to Tony even if they're divorced?
If Sarah stands to inherit an interest from part of that business, then it's that interest that would be subject to a potential 50-50 split as a result of their divorce.
So you can obviously help somebody to put one in place and to understand exactly what it means. Can you also dispute a prenuptial agreement that's happened a while back?
You can, and I guess with prenups, there is an issue of whether they are legally binding in the UK. They need to be very carefully drafted and prepared. And if the formalities aren't carefully followed, that can often leave cracks in prenups, which can potentially lead to them not being enforceable. And there have been occasions where we've had to carefully review prenup with a view of being able to break the enforceability of them.
Are all prenuptial agreements completely legally binding, Ehsan?
Unfortunately, prenups are not legally binding under the UK law, although there is a growing recognition that these agreements are being upheld by court on the condition that they are properly prepared and drafted. there is a landmark case which has set a precedent that confirms that as long as you know, the agreement parties have been provided with full and frank disclosure of all material information, each party has got a clear understanding of what the intentions are of the agreement, and the other principles are followed, then it's likely courts will look to uphold these agreements.
There isn't really, I suppose, a limit on what you could put in a prenuptial agreement. Generally, as we've mentioned, it can be assets and it can be money and it can be who runs what companies. But we did have a little look into some of the less usual ones. As I mentioned before, the amount of hours that you can watch sport for. We've talked about the fact that the amount of hours that you can spend on social media or what you can do on social media. There's been ones before about how much weight somebody can gain or whether they can smoke or not. And also a little bit about how much time people can spend with the in-laws. So there's all sorts of different clauses and things that are put into prenuptial agreements. Whether it is one of those slightly less usual ones or whether it's more run-of-the-mill, whose money goes where should be split up, I presume the best place for people to come really is just to have a chat with you, Esan, or somebody from the Number One Solicitors team. How can somebody get in touch?
Quite easily, they can pop onto our website by searching Number One Solicitors, where they can look to request for a free initial 15-minute consultation, where I'd be happy to have a chat with them.
Esan Kabir, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Esan Kabir from Number One Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.